Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Rhonda McBride. The Jensen Olsen Arboretum is a gardening oasis on the edge of town, a uniquely Juno park where you will find rare primroses in the summer and all kinds of other beautiful flowers. And even though spring is still a ways out, Ginger Hudson is always busy getting ready, always getting ready. That's the nature of the job, getting ready for the next season. She's the Arboretum manager. And Ginger, I'm just curious, if you looked outside your window and out at the Arboretum, what do you see right now?
Well, I see a lot of birds, which is fantastic. But on the not so fantastic side, we've got a lot of large puddles that have formed due to this unusually long rain spell, and they are corralled by piles of snow, and so they're not draining, and a few beds are just sitting there drowning, unfortunately.
I bet a lot of gardeners in Southeast Alaska are probably feeling the same way right now.
I imagine so. It's not common for such deep snow to have sat around for so long. And over the last couple of years, it's been hard to gauge what's going to happen from one week to the next.
Well, you are just a little more than a year into a new job of taking over the Jensen Olsen Arboretum. And it hasn't really been a very typical time. So it must be challenging to figure out what to do.
It has been challenging. It's been quite a unique year for me. I would say that 75% of the months that I have been here, almost 10 months out of the 12 or 13, there have been record-setting weather events. And because I'm new to the area, having relocated from Anchorage, I'll keep moving along as if this is the way it is. And then I hear, oh no, this isn't normal. So I'm having a hard time gauging how I should be planning my next year.
Well, I guess that's just it, is maybe there's a new normal and we've yet to figure that out. Now, I understand that you have been invited to speak at the Northwest Flower and Garden Conference down in the lower 48, and the interest there is in climate change and how that's changing the way that we garden. It's kind of interesting that's something that gardeners are tackling right now.
It is, and it is really important for horticulture all the way up to agriculture. It's going to impact how things grow, what pollinators show up, and when. And we're interconnected here on the West Coast in this large Pacific temperate rainforest. So we have a lot in common with folks in the Pacific Northwest. And yes, we are kind of a laboratory. I like how you use that term, because as a public garden, we serve as an example of what people can learn that grows well or doesn't grow well. And we can trial things and reach out to other professional organizations to try to get different plants or species in, or work more with our native plants here. So yeah, we're going to talk about, hey, it's happening, and we need to understand this could be a great opportunity to try some new things.
Well, do you ever think about Carolyn Jensen, who started the gardens and that are now part of the Arboretum? I mean, are there things that you wish you could talk with her about? Because she was a great experimenter, I understand.
Yes, yes. Caroline thankfully left a wealth of information here, lots of wonderful photographs. She wrote quite prolifically and helped the Juno Garden Club put together their book, Gardening in Southeast Alaska. So she was very knowledgeable and loved trying things out. I do wish I could talk to her. And I wonder, though, also what she would think about what's happened to the weather. Because our previous manager, Merrill, his observations were it was kind of predictable for him the first half of his tenure. And it's just really been in the last 5 to 10 years that the weather has become more erratic.
Well, I guess all the people who are fans of the Arboretum are probably thinking, how are those primroses doing? I guess because apparently the ones that grow there at the Arboretum, some of them are rare. You don't see them elsewhere.
That is true. We have quite an extensive collection, over 150 species, and some really wonderful signs of hope showed up last summer. If folks here in Juneau will remember, in 2019, there was an extreme long spell without rain. And in fact, the well was infiltrated with salt water here because it was used so much. And then followed by 2020 with the incredible record rainy summer. And so there were some species that didn't return those years. But last year, a couple of them made an appearance. Two in particular were Primula capitata and Primula waltonii. Capitata is a beautiful regal light purple, and waltonii is a nice ruby or wine red, but they were healthy and blooming. So you just never know who's hibernating and waiting it out. And until the summer comes, we won't know who decided to leave.
Boy, I tell you, you know, it's always nowadays a guessing game. You can't really plan ahead for anything. But in fact, that's the name of your workshop, one of them that you're offering, Plan Ahead. It's kind
right.
of a conundrum.
Look to your neighbors. It is tough to think about planning ahead because you don't know what's going to happen. But if you see what's happening in your weather, and you look at other regions nearby and what they are doing, what plants they are using, it could lead to some ideas for other gardeners to try out in their yards.
Well, you know, you are always busy, even in the wintertime, getting ready for the next season. So what's on your to-do list right now, and what should other gardeners be thinking of?
Well, planning your vegetable garden, knowing what you want to grow, get those seeds now if you can. And when I return from the flower conference down in Seattle, that'll be mid-February, I'll start winter sowing. Winter sowing is a great way to get your plants adapted to the weather before moving them out. It is always good to start them inside here, as we know. But if we do winter sowing, we start them outside and they're ready to take off right when spring hits. So I've got my seeds collected, I'm laying out the veggie garden and making a lot of preparations for this year. We'll be celebrating the 15th anniversary of the Arboretum. So we're talking about a lot of events with the Friends of the Jensen Olson Arboretum, our support group. And we look forward to sharing a lot of fun stuff soon.
Boy, 15 years. I mean, now it's an institution, kind of the oasis that people like to visit, a help center for gardeners. How will you mark this occasion?
Well, we will be having lots of on-site events where we'll be partnering with groups that have helped us get this far. The Friends of the Arboretum will be here many times throughout the summer. We'll be having Mother's Day here. A Primula Day will return. Alaska Public Gardens Day. Seal Trust will join us. Southeast Alaska Land Trust was instrumental in helping Caroline set up her conservation easement, which allowed it to be donated to the city. And so they'll talk about their work involved there and how what other work they do around the region. And we'll have all the garden groups, please. We'll be able to congregate at least outside. We'd like to share the space, get back to sharing it with all of our wonderful garden groups that contribute a lot here, the Juneau Garden Club, the Master Gardeners. And usually we have a really big picnic with everyone, which has been waylaid for the past couple of years.
Oh, I bet people will be looking forward to that. So as you prepare for this anniversary, Are there some things that you want people to think about, to do, find photographs, or participate in some way?
That would be wonderful. Thank you for asking. If there are folks listening who knew Caroline, we're always looking to collect stories about how she welcomed people to her home. She used to have plant sales and plant giveaways. So it's always nice to hear what plants people may still have in their yards that they received from Caroline. And we hope to have a little display and some of the friends of the Arboretum as docents in the City Museum and sharing the story with visitors who may be coming from out of state. So it's always helpful to be able to talk to folks about, oh yeah, well, Caroline was growing this 40, 50 years ago.
Well, you've moved here from Anchorage, and so what have you learned in the last year about growing things in this climate? Is there that much of a big difference between the two places?
The big difference, obviously, is the precipitation amounts. But we grow a lot of the same plants and a few more varieties here because it's a little more temperate. We don't have as many long, hard freezing spells, but the plants here definitely need to be able to withstand the moisture.
So any surprises for you in the last year, things you discovered as you worked out at the Arboretum?
Yes, I was really surprised to see a toad on the property. Boreal toad, there's one that lives here, a resident, so that was pretty fun. You don't get to see those interior very often, or not at all. And there's a wonderful shrub here. It's a native shrub called Spirea deglacii, and I hope it puts on as great a show as it did last year. Beautiful pink flowers. It's easy to grow, and there's one of our lessons we can show people. This plant is from here and it's beautiful and it has taken well to cultivation. So I hope I'll get to share that more with folks this year.
So even though technically the winter is the down season, are you still available for consultation or, for example, if people want to make reservations for weddings and things like that come summer?
Yes, good question. A lot of folks think that arboretums and botanic gardens close in the winter. No, we're always planning. I am a year-round manager, and so I am available for folks to call or to email. And the grounds are actually open Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So if anyone wants to come see what it looks like, I would just advise you to bring your cleats and or your waders. But yes, I am happy to talk to people if they have questions or want to know what's going on at the Arboretum.
So what have you enjoyed the most about your new job, besides being in just a beautiful place?
Yes, that is a tough thing to say. It is a beautiful place, seeing the wildlife, but the support of the city, of the Parks and Recreation Department has just been amazing, and the community. Folks have been very friendly and very open in sharing their experiences, and that's been very helpful to me.
I had to laugh because last year one of the big events was a new outhouse.
Yeah, how's right.
How's that working? Got to get down to the nitty-gritty here.
Right. The outhouse is beautiful. It works fantastic, and I tell you, it is so much nicer than a porta potty. We had the same issue at the Alaska Botanical Garden when I worked up there in Anchorage. Once you get a nice structure built, it just is so much more welcoming. And I tell you, it's the first place a lot of people visit. But the wonderful thing is this year we had granted an artist to paint the inside. And so there's a beautiful mural of native plants and birds on the inside.
So it's not just an outhouse. It's kind of like the garden, something to go and see.
Yes.
Okay. Well, it's always a delight to talk with you, Ginger, especially now to talk about flowers on such a yucky kind of day. It does kind of recharge you a bit. So thanks, Ginger, for being here with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Rhonda.